There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
This Gamertag episode is brought to you by Gamefly. If you've ever wanted to try a game before you bought it, you should try Gamefly. It's the best way to buy and rent all your favorite games and movies. They're the leading video game rental service with over 9,000 titles to choose from. Just pick your favorite games and have them mailed straight to your door. Then keep them for as long as you want and never worry about late fees. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Visit Gamefly.com/gamertag to start your free 30-day trial today. That's Gamefly.com/gamertag.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2016 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
All right, so we're live here at E3 2016, and I have to say this, Paris. Yesterday was your show. That press conference of Xbox was all about you, man. So we have the number one person here. He's always come to our show every year, Aaron Greenberg. Aaron, how you doing, man?
Pleasure to be here, guys. By the way, we're doing a lot of interviews today, but just seeing your faces just makes me smile. I wish I could just hang out and talk games with you guys all day.
Yes.
You know, we go way, way back from the early days of you guys knocking on the Xbox door, and everyone was like, gamer tag, who? And I'm like, I've listened to your show, I know you guys, so, you know, it's awesome. I'll see you guys doing so great. And perhaps on your earlier point, I remember watching the briefing, looking over, and when we announced Xbox Play Anywhere, I saw Paris jump up and scream. And by the way, this is a man who shows no emotion, usually does not like what you announce, and he was like, you know, fist pumping, jumping up and down, and I was like, we did it. This one's for you, Paris.
Yes.
So on that point, Xbox Anywhere, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Because like you said, to me, that was the thing that I was looking for Microsoft to do. Let's integrate Windows 10, Xbox, make it one platform. The hardware is irrelevant. It's about the games. That's my point of view on it. So talk about it. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, that is the vision. I mean, we've talked a lot about this. And I think if you kind of go back a little bit, and just even to kind of how Phil Spencer's talked about how we think about gaming, and that, you know, saying how we think, you know, we're putting gamer at the center of everything, the gamer at the center of everything we do. You know, it's one thing to say that, but I think what we're seeing is that we have this vision, and now it's starting to be, we're actually able to bring it to life. And the vision was like, listen, when we make games, we want you to be able to play the games, not just when you're in the living room on the console. We know that most gamers play games on multiple devices. And so when they are playing outside of their home, on the road, at school, at work, you know, you lose the ability to keep playing those games with console games. And so what if we could take our games and allow you to digitally play them? When you own a movie in the cloud, you can go watch it across multiple devices. Why can't you do that with games? And so I think we had a unique opportunity with what we're doing with Windows 10, with where we are with the games digitally, and to be able to offer this across all of our new games that we showed at the show, all of our first-party games will support Xbox Play Anywhere, and to be able to get those games in cross-save and be able to buy once and play them anywhere at no additional charge.
Well, let me ask just on that, since you said all the games that you showed at the briefing, is this going to be the mandate for all your first-party titles moving forward that they'll be Xbox Anywhere, or can there be cases where you're going to only have console-only or Windows 10 only?
Yeah, the vision is that we wanted to do this across our portfolio. What we said is all of the new titles that we showed, so ReCore, Forza, Gears of War, Halo War, Scalebound, like, you know, across that whole portfolio, all those titles will be Xbox Play Anywhere titles. We have a certification that really, you know, you saw the bug for Xbox Play Anywhere, that you'll see that, you know, when you purchase a title digitally, that this is a Play Anywhere title. We're also extending this so that third-party partners can participate if they'd like to participate. We think this is a gamer-first initiative and really speaks to how we see the vision of gaming, which is really about kind of breaking down those barriers, allowing you to play without boundaries. And we know, and we think that is where we want to continue to go and want to continue to innovate.
He's
This is the show. You're not going to get it.
This is the part that I'm passionate about. Is Xbox Anywhere. So you mentioned third party just now. Yeah. So is it going to be up to the third party publishers if they want to be able to do this?
Yeah, we're making it available to them, and so they absolutely have that option. What we've seen is some ID publishers have stepped forward and say that they want to do it. So We Happy Few, for example, we showed in the briefing, that's coming to Game Preview. That will also be an Xbox Play Anywhere title. Cuphead is another example. Is a title. It's coming to both Xbox One and Windows 10 through ID at Xbox. That'll be an Xbox Play Anywhere title. So we're getting the snowball rolling, and we believe and hope that people will jump on and continue to support. Gamers react. Gamers like it. This is what they want. I think that'll be the best thing to kind of help give the program momentum.
I mean, the press conference been getting a lot of great feedback. I think it was very, very strong. Compared to last year, this was like way stronger. But one thing that I was like disappointed, I'm like, where's Phantom Dust? And then a few hours later, I heard that you guys announced Phantom Dust for 2017. Why wasn't it a press conference?
Well, first, what I love about what Godfrey just did was, hey, best press conference you've done. It was better than last year. So great. However, that's not good enough. Let me tell you what I'm upset about. Yeah. So first, let me go back to the first one. Thank you. I'm glad that you liked the conference. Okay. I will say I felt the same way. It was a special one. I mean, we do this every year. We work really hard to put together a great briefing for our fans. Yeah. But this year really did feel like something special. It felt like maybe something I haven't done just like a number of years. I think this will be a historic one that will go down there. We'll look back and go, I remember that E3 where they announced two consoles, where they announced Xbox Play Anywhere, where they showed all these games. And you're right. We ran out of time. We had so many games. We had so much stuff going on. And so we wanted to save a little bit. This E3 is a week long, so we wanted to save some news.
Okay.
And so we kind of had that little surprise nugget that Shannon delivered, Phil Spencer's favorite remaster game.
Yes.
Phantom Dust is coming back. And and we know that's a title that, you know, probably a lot of people haven't played. But, you know, I think there's Phil and the team really believe there is something special there, and we want to be able to bring it to this generation.
And what happened with Crackdown? That was another title that I was a little bit excited about, too.
So. Absolutely. Crackdown continues in development, been working with the team on recent builds of that. It's progressing really well. Incredibly innovative title. It is coming in 2017, and so we just decided to kind of focus on a set of titles we showed at the show, but it's doing well, and it's a very innovative title, and I think we'll share more when the time is right. And the team is—I'm very excited about what the team is doing at Crackdown.
Awesome.
Okay, before I get to my next question, I have to also throw this in. Every Xbox employee that I've seen here at E3, every time they come up to me, they go, "So, what do you think about the press conference?" Because everyone seems to think I'm so negative, but I'm not. But this brings me to the point of Xbox One S. Talk about this console. What's the vision behind this? Why release this now?
Well, we really wanted to think about when was the right time to make a change to the hardware. There had to be some thing that would bring new functionality, new benefit for customers, not just making it smaller. So you're right. We're able to make it smaller, 40% smaller. I mean, the thing, that's a huge benefit. Building the power brick in is another great benefit there. But in addition to that, we know a lot of people are buying 4K TVs. And so to be able to offer 4K video streaming, it's a 4K Blu-ray player, which, by the way, that alone, you know, can be $300-$400 or more to get a 4K, native 4K Blu-ray player. We're doing that starting at $299. And then, of course, for gaming, a lot of 4K TVs now are also supporting HDR. And so to be able to deliver HDR gaming is another great benefit at a great value is something we want to do. Today, we have tens of millions of gamers that are still on Xbox 360, believe it or not, been waiting for that right time to upgrade. So whether you're somebody that wants the smaller box, wants the 4K benefits, or you've been waiting to get Xbox One, there's really kind of never been a better time to do that. And so we think that's a great offer to starting in August to deliver to our fans.
Now, this is where I get a little grumpy, I guess. So
how long have we got? 4 minutes in. That's good. Right on schedule. Right on cue.
So Cortana.
Yeah.
I know it's a great feature you guys are rolling out. You know, it's something that would compete with some of your competitors and the voice recognition things that they're doing. How can I communicate with Cortana if I don't have Kinect?
You can use your headset.
Only the headset?
Sure, you can use your headset.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the Xbox One S doesn't natively connect unless you get the USB adapter. So can you
talk
about
how you get
that?
Xbox One S fully supports Kinect. In fact, we have an adapter we're giving anybody that wants for free.
Okay.
So there's no issue there. So if you want Kinect, you want to be able to do that, great. You want to use your headset, you want to do that, great. We're continuing to make sure that supports.
Okay.
I have to say this because I've been waiting for the parachute.
Yeah. So I can talk to Cortana with my headset, but that isn't necessarily practical. So why not build in a microphone into the console so that something like similar to Amazon Echo, where I can just talk to it from wherever I am and look.
Well, Kinect. We could have you sit down with our audio team that does all the engineering, but putting a standard microphone in a box that is vibrating and making noise and spinning a disc is not going to give you great audio quality. That's why Kinect existed. That's why we're allowing you to do it through the headset. So there is a purpose for that. We really want a great customer experience, and having voice recognition that wouldn't recognize your voice, it wouldn't work, would not be ideal. That's why you have the long microphone across the entire bottom of Kinect. That's why it's optimized and tuned for the living room. That's why you calibrate it in your home and all that. And so, you know, that's the purpose of that. And for people that may or may not have Kinect, to be able to do it with the headset just allows more people to get the benefit of Cortana.
Are we ever going to see Family Share? Because honestly, when you guys announced this way before the Xbox came out, we were excited. We were even talking about, like, man, this is pretty cool, like, for the gamers and stuff. Are we ever going to see that for Xbox? I mean, I know last time we mentioned that to Phil, and he's like, it's a thing that's going to be really difficult for us to pull off. You know, so can you say anything about that?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by family share. To me,
the game share.
Family share.
I see. Yeah, so for me, like, my belief is that we have that today, where I can go from box to box with my portfolio and be able to access all my content that's digitally stored.
Yeah.
The fact that I can set something as my home console, anyone else on that console can use my live account, because you have the access to Live Gold, have access to my library. So I think a lot of those benefits do exist today. Beyond that, I don't remember promising anything or whatever, but I would say, like, we are always open to feedback, always listening to our fans around ideas there. And if people have things they want us to enable, I mean, I think you've seen, like, with Xbox Play Anywhere, a lot of the functionality that we're adding today, I mean, those are a lot of new benefits that, while it may sound simple, are pretty complex to be able to enable you to have the entitlement to be able to automatically sync and share your games across devices. And so we're really excited to do that, and we're open to other ideas and feedback.
I have one more thing that I just remembered right now. I know you guys announced Xbox Scorpio.
Yes.
Yesterday. I was very surprised with the specs and everything. But to say this is the strongest console ever, how confident are you that it is going to be in 2017?
Well, the idea for us was, how do we bring true 4K gaming to the console market? And in order to do that, and Paris knows, because the football, but Paris knows, and I don't mean this joke, you guys are going to love it. Yeah. I'm about to make a joke about Paris. but today on the PC side, if you invest in a super high-end rig or really high-end PC, you can get 4K, true 4K gaming there, right? But it's, you know, thousands of dollars often. You can even get that high-fidelity VR experience. But you can't get that today in the console market. And in order to do that, we know that requires 6 teraflops of GPU power. So for us, that's what we're committing to do with Project Scorpio. We're going to build a box. We're going to build a beast of a box that will be 6 teraflops of power that will be able to do true 4K games. We'll be able to do high-fidelity VR in the living room on a console. And think about that, with Xbox Play Anywhere, you'll be able to have that ecosystem across both your console and your PC. So I'm excited about the vision, and I think it's great that we're able to tell fans that, hey, if you're looking to upgrade to Xbox One, we've got a great box for you this holiday. If you're an existing owner and you want the smaller box, take advantage of all the 4K HDR, 4K video HDR, we've got that. But if you want the beast, you want the 6 teraflop monster coming next holiday, we have that coming too. And so it's just great to be able to share that, not only with our fans, but also with developers that are going to go off and be thinking about, how do I make those great experiences come to life on the console next holiday.
Now, going back to Xbox Anywhere, again, it needs to be all digital to take advantage of this. But Xbox Live Gold, if I'm a Windows 10 user, do I need an Xbox Live Gold account to take advantage of this Xbox Anywhere feature?
No, you do not.
What about multiplayer?
No. No, I mean, so you if you're on your Windows 10 PC and you have an Xbox Live account, you can play multiplayer games and you can take advantage of Xbox Play Anywhere.
Okay. So, again, because I got a ton of questions about this.
Sure. No, it's good to clarify.
So I just want to be clear. Yes. So, like, with Gears of War 4, which is coming, which I'm excited, that's why I jumped up Windows 10.
Correct.
There's going to be the cross-play. We can do the co-op.
You can do cross-play with Gears of War 4. If you're, I'm assuming you'll be on your Windows 10 PC, but here's the beauty, Paris, you don't have to choose sides. We believe in playing without boundaries.
Exactly.
So that means when you're ready to come over to our side and play some console games, your saves will already be synced. You can play right where you left off. You don't have to pay for the game again. And when, you know, Godfrey and I go over and rock it out on your Win 10 PC rig, all our stuff will be there too. And that's the beauty of this. Seriously, it's like gamers, let's put gamers at the center. Let's think about the customer first and what
100%.
We do. And why? Just start asking questions like, wait a minute. Why do I have to pay for the game twice? Why do my saves not carry over? Why do I have a separate friends list when I go from device to device? Like, I don't know why. Why not? What if we said all that should go away? And that was the idea. And so it's really exciting to be able to do that and be able to deliver that across the portfolio.
Yeah, so I ask you this question every single year. I mean, you got this in the competition, Sony's press conference.
Yeah.
It was a very strong press conference, I think. What are your thoughts about that?
I thought they did a great job. You know, I have always had admiration for Sony, and you know, I know Yoshida-san and the team there. I hosted him at E3 last year.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. So
yeah.
Always super complimentary and a lot of mutual respect. I think, you know, the beauty of this is that I feel super lucky to be able to work in the games industry, to be able to work in a space that I love. We're part of one big gaming community. And while we're competitors, and sometimes when people decide which box to buy or which game to buy, you know, at events like this, you know, it feels like we're all trying to accrue to a common cause, which gets people really excited about gaming. As a gamer, I thought they showed a lot of great games. And so I thought they did a great job. I love the idea of integrating the orchestra into it. And so I thought they had a great show. And they were super complimentary to us as well. It was great to see.
Final question for me. So with the Xbox One S, you have the first 4K Blu-ray player on a console. How important is 4K video to Xbox? Are we going to see that being promoted more to your customer base?
Yeah, so we are, you're right. So it's the first 4K Blu-ray player in a console. That alone actually you get your full value right there for a $299 box. You know, we'll be supporting streaming with 4K with partners like Netflix. So, you know, we'll also up-res things that aren't in 4K up to 4K if you have a 4K TV. So there's quite a bit of capabilities you get in the box. But for people that want, you know, we've always sort of said, hey, we know that a lot of folks, it's about gaming and entertainment. And so how do we enable the apps? How do we enable, you know, great AAA games? How do we make sure that, you know, your video and other content works great? I think 4K Blu-ray is an awesome functionality. People that invest in those 4K TVs, it's going to look great. And to be able to do it at great value, I think, is good for our fans.
And also, my last question is the indie games. You guys have a strong independent games that's coming up for Xbox One. There's a few that was like, wow, I'm very impressed. So you can talk a little bit about that and the time frame, because it's very random, like the release dates of the indie titles. So.
Yeah, well, we love our indie developers. I think, you know, we're reaching kind of a sweet spot, I think, with that program. We're investing really, really hard there, working really closely with them. You know, and I just love, we have a deep heritage of working with independent developers. But these are, in many cases, much smaller studios, sometimes teams of five, you know, or so people making games. And so, the release dates and all that can have more variability than, you know, when there's a new AAA game. You know, when we commit to a Forza launch date, it's going to launch on that date, right? So it's just a different kind of variable. But what you do get is you get a lot of creativity. You get different types of games that you don't traditionally see on the AAA side. And so, yeah, I mean, I saw We Happy Few from Compulsion Games.
Oh, that's an awesome game. That reminds me a lot of Bioshock, like that type of vibe.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly. We have the same exact reaction. We're excited to have that going into game preview in July. A lot of people are really excited about Inside, Playdead, the creators of Limbo. I know a couple people that have played that game already and are just, I mean, raving is like one of the top games they've played of late. And then we've got Cuphead coming also later this year, another big ID title. But we're seeing great success. We talked about Ark as an example. is now over 1 million units sold on Xbox One, and that's also coming to Windows 10 as well. So, you know, we've just got a lot going on in the indie space. But there's great new indie games launching every week, and so the key thing is how do we help promote and get these things to rise, these, you know, the kind of the crown jewels in there, help we get them supported so that more fans know about them.
Just the final thing for me, I just want to say to you directly, thank you for justifying my crazy idea a few months ago to say, you know what, I'm going to get rid of my Xbox One because I believe Microsoft is going to double down on Windows 10 and they're just going to make Windows 10 the gaming platform. And it's not going to be about having a console for your hardware, having a PC for your hardware. It's let's focus on games, bring whatever kind of hardware you want to the party, and just have fun. So, again, just thank you for that.
And choice. We have a choice.
We do have a choice. You're right. And that is the idea. It's about not about creating another generation. It's about how do we create gaming without generations. And the fact that we want to make great games and allow more people to play those games and get more value out of those games. And for you to have that choice as a PC, I mean, you guys are a perfect example of console and PC preference. But you guys can play the same games, talk about the same games, play against each other, you know, and do all that as part of our ecosystem. And sort of playing without those boundaries is, I think, something you're seeing that we're delivering on this year, and we're going to continue to push those boundaries even harder.
Just want to say congrats, great press conference, and I'm excited for the future of Xbox.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys for all you do. I'm a big fan of the show, and I've been regularly listening. I love when you have Ryan McCaffrey on.
And oh, yes.
I'd say, you know, that's another one of my go-tos of Podcast Unlocked, so it's good to see the podcast community supporting each other.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.